This is Talk Floor TV. This morning we are at TICE 2017 in Las Vegas. We are in the WFCA's beautiful new stand, and I am with Jeff King, legal counsel for the WFCA. And Jeff, how are you?
I've survived the show so far. I've enjoyed the show so far. But I'm kind of glad it's almost over.
It's time to go home.
Yeah, it is time to go home.
This is the final part of the final day. So everybody's exhausted. I think most people have probably decided to go sit down someplace. They're not walking around here anyway. There's lots of things that have been on the front of minds in this business as it relates to legal aspects of this business. One of them is claims. And I know there's been some situations you've been very aware of in that area. Bring us up to date with what's happening there and what your thoughts are for the future.
Well, when you have a claim on a floor being improper, we all know it's going to be most likely one of four problems. It's a product defect, it's a bad installation, it's a bad design, or it's an environmental problem, moisture, those kinds of things, okay? But the one thing I do know is the retailer is going to be blamed. They're going to come to them, their customer's coming to them, not to the installer, not to the manufacturer, not to the designer. And we need to be able to deal with that. And we need to make sure the blame gets laid where it ought to be. And that we can go through lots of things you should do, you know, preparation, documentation and stuff. But I have one really good tip for you. And I'd like all of our members to think of this. And I'll give you a true story that'll tell you why it's so effective. When you're getting ready to install something, get pictures. And today, every phone has a camera on it. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. Get pictures. Take pictures of before, during, and after. And let me give you a true story. Client of ours installed his floating floor. Probably 8 months later, it started to buckle all over. So they pulled off the molding and looked under, and the floor was touching the wall. No expansion space. So the immediate thing was, you installed it wrong. You didn't put expansion space in it. However, we have pictures of the complete installation. And they all show the expansion space. There was something defective in the floor that caused it to swell more than we and stretch out more than we thought it would be. It saved our client a huge fortune of having to replace 4,000 square feet of a floating floor throughout this house.
And take a picture before, during, and after.
Before, during, and after. You know, I've always told my clients that if you tell somebody, a judge or a jury, something, they may believe you, may not. If two people tell you, they're more likely to believe it, but still may not. If they see it in a document or a picture, they almost always believe it. Pictures are like 1,000 words in a lawsuit and in a claim area. It's a simple solution. It doesn't cost much. You put them down. You download it to the file for that client. You either print them out, or you, if you have an electronic file, keep an electronic file, and you just do it there, and you're done. It's not hard, it's not expensive, and a great solution.
Great advice, and everybody ought to take that advice to heart, like right now.
I truly hope they do. I truly hope they do.
Jeff, always great talking with you. I appreciate the advice, and I know that WFC members are paying attention to this and are probably going to start doing this tomorrow morning.
I surely hope so. And Dave, we also appreciate all the stuff you provide on your show, the information you give out, the opportunity for people to express their opinion and the needs. And this would just be much weaker without you and much sadder. So I'm glad you're here.
I appreciate very much you saying that. It's always great talking with you, Jeff.
My pleasure as always, Dave. Thank you.
We've been talking with Jeff King. He is legal counsel for the WFCA. This is Talk Floor TV.